Good morning. It is good to connect with you here on the second Sunday of Christmas as we're still in the season of Christmas, the 12 days that run from Christmas Day up to Epiphany. Today we'll be taking a look at a passage from the Gospel of John in the very beginning, in chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. For me, I'll be honest, this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It's a rich text and it's a story and a telling of creation in a way that we may not think about creation like we normally do. But I believe this John 1 through verse 1 through verse 18 of chapter 1 is foundational for us in understanding God and also connecting with our God as well. So I invite you to hear these words starting there at verse 1 of chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me." From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. In our day and age, we have many polarizing subjects, many things that we can focus on that can separate us, you know, from, into one side or the other. And there's not a whole lot of in between there. There are folks who strongly believe that pineapple should be on pizza, and those who believe pineapple should not even come close to pizza at all. And there are folks who like the Denver Broncos and folks who do not like the Denver Broncos. You find folks who love them, folks who do not like them. And that is some of some of the more polarizing subjects that we find. And certainly we can find polarizing subjects that strike us deep at our core, that affect us. I have found it interesting that theology is one of those things that can sharply divide folks, not necessarily the content, but even, you know, discussing theology. You know, theology being, as I see it, you know, that study of God, that study of what we believe, and a study of understanding, you know, our faith tradition. Studying theology for some is incredibly invigorating, something that gives energy to, and I'll be honest, I land in that camp. But there are some who have no use for theology, thinking it is something to waste time on, and that things have been revealed to us and we don't have to worry or think about or consider those things. But I believe, though, as a people of faith, especially of the Christian faith, theology helps us understand and helps us connect with our God all the more, not at just an intellectual level, but with our whole heart, and ultimately with our practice, and with our whole lives. I find this first chapter of John, especially those first 18 verses, to be incredibly theologically rich. And I say that because it reminds us and connects us and shares so much about Jesus Christ coming into the world. Now, at the very beginning of this recording, I shared that this is a creation story, but not in a creation story you might think. Typically, when we think about creation stories, we're thinking, you know, the beginning of Genesis, you know, in chapter 1 or, you know, chapter 2 there of, you know, how the world was made. But here we have a different take on a creation story. A different take on, you know, the Word. A different take on how that Word came into the world. It's a different way of looking at creation. But it's a creation that I see as being rich in God connecting with people. I see this as a theologically rich creation story because it is centered on Christ. It is centered on what we believe to be the Word, that is, in Christ coming into the world. And I believe this is powerful for us as Christians to see this, to recognize this, to embrace this creation, this coming into the world of the Word and of Christ. I share this, and I believe this, because what sets us apart as Christians, specifically in the Christian tradition, is how our God came into the world through Christ. Now, this, the theological term for this would be incarnation. And I understand this, you know, for myself as, you know, God becoming flesh, you know, of God coming into the world that has been created, the world that humans live in, that incarnation of the Word, of God taking on human form. And this for us is theologically rich, but transformative. It is transformative because our God came to be with us. And when I think about this theologically, because God came into the world, God came into the world to experience the world through Christ, and we see that Christ is fully human and fully divine. We see this coming into the world as one that I believe brings about great compassion from God, brings about great empathy from God. And I believe because God took on human form in Jesus Christ, our God has a great amount of compassion and empathy that we may not ever be able to fully grasp. But I believe it for us, when we are struggling, when we are trying to find a way forward, when we are struggling in the world that we live in, our God has a great amount, an incredible amount of compassion and empathy for us. By taking on this human form, by living through the incarnation, by becoming incarnate, you know, of God taking on human form, God experienced the world through human eyes, through human experience, you know, through Jesus Christ. And so, again, when we find ourselves struggling, we find ourselves trying to find that way forward, I believe our God sees us fully and recognizes that struggle, recognizes that difficulty, and even identifies with us. For us, theologically, I believe this shows us that our God is not distant. Our God is not disconnected from us. Our God is not separate from us. Instead, our God chose to take on human form to be with us. Our God chooses us and is with us. And I believe this is incredibly life-giving. This identification, this connection, this choice that God made by coming into the world through Jesus Christ, I believe speaks to the depth of connection our God calls and invites us into. Our God loves us and cares for us so much that God chose not to be completely distant, but instead take on human form to be with us closely, to connect with us, to live among us. And I believe that grace is shared even more abundantly because of this, because our God experienced so much of the human experience through Christ, that our God witnessed. And as living among us in Christ, saw the difficulties, experienced the difficulties. And so when we are in those difficult moments, those challenging moments in life, I firmly believe our God understands and gets it and has great compassion and love for us. John 1 may be a completely different take on creation. It may be a text that if you're into theology, you can, you know, dive into richly. And if you're not into theology, I believe it's something that can connect you with that study. But I believe we don't dive into this text because it is interesting or because it's intellectually stimulating. I believe we dive into this text and embrace it fully because it is a real text. It is a text that connects our experience with our God. And that, I believe, is greater than any study or anything interesting we might find in these first 18 verses of John. It is that compassion, it is the grace, it is the love that is shared in this text that I believe is transformative. And I believe is firmly life-giving. I believe as a people of faith, as a people who follow Christ, we are grounded in the light that is given to us through Jesus Christ. We are grounded in the light and we are called to be a light. And in the season of Christmas, let us embrace the light that came to us, that took on human form. Let us, in the season of Christmas, continue to embrace how our God took on human form to be with us, to show great compassion, to show a great amount of grace and a great amount of love. Let us embrace the light of this time, the light of this season, not only for this time, but for all of our lives. Let us be moved by the compassion of God, the love of God, and the grace that comes from God. And may we always be reminded of how our God is with us, how our God calls us to life, and how our God cares for us, and even how our God chooses to be with us. I believe all this is life-giving. I believe all of this speaks to the greatness of our God, to the greatness of Christ, and how we can be shaped and transformed and made new by our God, by our Christ, and by the Spirit. So let us embrace this hope. Let us embrace this light now and for all of our days. Amen.